expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down. Time to function as a feeling human being. With your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. One big world government coming for your money and for you. Coming for you and your money. I began Friday presenting this to you, ran out of minutes, which I always do. I'm going to continue today. This was from the independentcentennial.com. One big world government's coming for you and your money. A world ID coming whether you like it or not. The company created a database linking digital cash, central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, with a digital identity system. And it's called the Web3 Project, trying to create a better cryptocracy, tackling the problem of self-sovereign identity, better governance, and improving the development of AI through the principles of decentralization. Trying to reduce global inequalities. Create a system that will eventually freely distribute tokens to all 8 billion people on this blue planet as a form of universal basic income, UBI. And then you'll be forced into what they call 15-minute cities. You cannot go any further from your residence, 15 minutes in any direction. That's basically going to be the sphere of your world. You do your banking. You won't have a car. You won't need gas. You won't need spark plugs. You don't need mechanics. EVs probably won't be allowed either, because you're going to be limited to a 15-minute walk in any direction, northeast, south, or west. When you die, they'll allow you to go about 10 feet down, and they'll leave you alone. You won't be able to fly, and everything you do will be done with tokens. This is what their objective is. The World Bank. So I began with this article, part of it, on Friday, and I also had another article I went to, The Deeper Dive, The Cashless Society is Here. I don't have the website. I have the author's name, David Haggath. This was on Friday, July the 21st, 2023, in the year of our Lord. Now, I'll begin. I presented some of this to the audience on Friday. I'm going to present a little bit of it again, and I will continue and add to it. I don't want you to be distressed, alarmed, bummed out. You don't need meds. You don't need to go see your shrink. But most people will. I guess I would say many of the far left people who can't handle the truth. IMF pushes global central bank digital currency platform as cashless trend builds steam. The International Monetary Fund is working on a platform that would allow various central bank digital currencies, CDBCs, to operate on a global scale. It's a broader push toward a cashless society. We've talked about, or the world has talked about, this country, European countries, have talked about a digital or a cashless. We didn't even have the term digital. We just had the term cashless. What would that be? Back in the 60s and the 70s. But as the computers began to develop, become more sophisticated, the reality of a cashless system became apparent and real. I remember initially the barcode. And it really did. This is in the early 70s. It was kind of a shocking thing, this bar with the numbers beneath it or above it. And we're all wondering, what is this evil? And that's the word I use. We knew it was evil. We didn't know what it was. Then we hear, or at least I heard, of a grocery store in New Jersey. We started seeing on products in the grocery store, cereal, milk, these other items with the same bar. And then they had this machine at your checkout that would, there was this red light going back and forth, and if you stared and hit you in the eyeballs, it hurt. But it's going back and forth, then eventually it starts swirling around, then eventually it didn't move. So they went from, you know, the technology just got better. And it would scan this thing and bing, milk, a half a gallon, 67 cents, box of Cheerios, 82 cents. Oh, gee, what world did I live in? We're going to be back. Rick Rodriguez, we live in a reality. We'll be right back.
Can you imagine what it would look like if we, the people, actually enforced the Constitution? After all, we are the only ones who are authorized to do so. After more than 75,000 hours spent in R&D and hundreds of chapters developed across this republic, we have the tangible path to reclaiming America again. All we need is you. Join us today at tacticalcivics.com and bring your county into this responsible way of life.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Are you prepared for a possible zombie apocalypse? If not, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the red Patriot Supply button and stock up now on high-quality storable food and emergency preparedness kits. With a global food shortage at our doorstep, make sure you can feed your family in any situation. So get prepared with My Patriot Supply by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the link to Patriot Supply and stock up now.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed, for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
You're wondering who I am.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
Machine or mannequin.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
With parts made in Japan.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
I am the modern man.
Huh. acting strangely. Don't be surprised. I'm just a man who needed someone and someone to hide to keep me alive. Just keep me alive.
Mr. Roboto. Mr. Roboto. And there we're going to have a mark. Everybody's speculating on what kind of a mark. Tattoo, chip, graphene oxide, so that they can read your hand or your head. I'll continue with this article. Now, like I was saying, we have this machine that is scanning food items. It was pretty freaky. Gas was 31.9 cents a gallon. But if you go down the street, you could get it for 29.9 cents a gallon, save 2 cents. Back then, 2 cents was a lot of money. You could go to the grocery store, convenience store, buy a Tootsie Roll Pop for 2 cents. Now they cost you, if you can find them, probably 50 cents. Going on with the article. CBDCs should not be fragmented national propositions. To have more efficient and fair transactions, we need systems that connect countries. We need interoperability. For this reason, at the IMF, we are working on a concept of a global CBDC platform. This platform I've been discussing for about 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. It is a antichrist currency system centered in the United States of America. This is the antichrist currency system. It is the system of the unipolar West. I've been discussing a multipolar currency system. It takes a while to get your head around a concept. But the Bible says there will be two currency digital systems, or two economic digital systems in the world before he returns. Not one. Not the system of the unipolar West, the unipolar nations that are led by the United States of America. But there would also be a second system of commerce digitally in the multipolar nations. This has come to pass conceptually 25, 30 years ago. Experientially, it is in process right now through the BRICS network of nations and through the nations that are partnering up with the BRICS nations, Russia, China, India, Brazil, South Africa. Now you have Iran, Saudi Arabia, many of the nations in Asia, more nations in Africa, additional nations in South America, and in Central America, Mexico. And these nations are now a target of the unipolar nations led by empire. These nations are now a target. And I do mean a target. Because the concept behind there are many concepts behind the multipolar nations, multilateralism. The main concept, the main thought, the main objective, eliminate the American dollar, the petrodollar. Do not trade in dollars any longer. Trade in rubles, yuan, rubies, runembi, out of Brazil. Trade in the currencies other than the petrodollar. The Trilateral Commission concept, that plan, I think, if I understand correctly, it has ended. Japan was the economic center of Asia, but I believe that center in Japan economically, which is one leg of the Trilateral Commission, when we had that tsunami in what city was that? It brought about the bankruptcy of Japan. And economically, everything shifted more toward China. It was in Hong Kong, but when Xi made the move to incorporate Hong Kong back into the mainland, Hong Kong, many of the international corporations do what they do when communism comes knocking at the front door. They bailed like rats off a sinking ship. They took their assets and they ran. So Japan is no longer that third leg, and the power of that third leg is broken. Now the second leg, the European nations, the economic stronghold of that area plus the Middle East, with Ukraine and what has been happening over the previous decade, the European nations, just before Ukraine, just before Russia, big mistake by America, pushing, provoking Russia, big mistake. And America set the trap for the European countries. Once Russia was forced into Ukraine, America sprung its trap. And by springing the trap and beginning to push and provoke Russia, America needed all the NATO nations in unison and all of the, for the most part, European nations. Everybody had to begin to ante up. Troops, materials, weapons, finance, intel. And what happened? The Europeans were just about to separate the stranglehold that they had been under since World War II. They were just about to escape the tentacles of empire. And Ukraine, bingo, has sucked them right back into that black hole of American hegemonic power. What we're witnessing presently in the world is nothing short of the most unbelievable developments in the history of the world. And there are numerous. It'd be like windows on a massive building on the skyline, New York. Each window representing a big something significant in the world. This matter of a international digital currency is one of the panes, one of these windows in the complex, in this puzzle, in this enigma, in this mystery of what is happening internationally. War is just one, another window. The vaccinations, the plagues, the viruses, Ebola. Look at all the different plagues. There's been, what, 10 different plagues in the last 20 years? Each one in itself is significant. Then you have, in itself is significant because each one is a completely different attack, a separate attack on a human being, on the health of an individual. You give them Ebola, it does one thing. Then you add to that SARS. That's an additional. And you add something else that's additional. Eventually, that individual, the body, cannot fight back. Mankind, in the principle of maybe being an individual, mankind is being hit with so many different variations of different diseases and viruses that the whole world is at war with the people who are making the decisions to destroy nature and to destroy every human. And then I have a letter that was written by President Richard Nixon in March of 1993. I'm just jumping here, sorry, but I'm going to remember. He writes a letter to Bill Clinton in 1993 in March, about the 21st of March. 1 month later, Richard Nixon passes away. He has a stroke. 1 month later. And in this letter that he writes to Clinton, he gives an insight into Boris Yeltsin in Russia. And in the letter, he says communism in Russia is dead. God is alive. God is alive in Russia. Communism is dead. Another pain in the wall. So that's going to be for another program. I have to come back to where I was headed. Everything is fitting together. Everything, this maze, everything that has been hidden is being revealed. This enigma, all of these mysteries here, there, why this, why that? The mystery of behind 9/11, the mystery behind Waco, the mystery behind World War I, World War II, Hiroshima, Vietnam. The mysteries are all coming out. The enigma is being unraveled. And now they have to come out and tell us their objective. A one world CBDC system. Central bank digital currency. But I just want you to be at peace. There will be two systems. The system of Antichrist, and there will be the alternate system for the nations of the world to exist in spite of Antichrist and his coming campaign, his military action against all the nations that will not go along with empire's wishes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com for podcast. We'll be back.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
I just wanted to settle you down. You were getting a little too wound up. So, going on with the article. Again, deeper dive. The cashless society is here. David Haggith, July 21st, 2023. Now, there is a woman, Kristalina Georgieva. In a conference, she says the CBD should not be fragmented national propositions. To have more efficient and fair transactions, we need systems that connect countries. We need interoperability. This is their big term here now, interoperability. For this reason, all the IMF, we at the IMF, are working on the concept of a global CBDC platform. The IMF wants central banks to reach a consensus on a common global regulatory framework for digital currencies that would give global adoption a major boost. Now, this is the World Economic Forum. She's speaking on behalf of these individuals. Now, she says of the 114, or there are 114 central banks around the world that supposedly are exploring issuing national CBDCs, well, 10 so far have taken the Kool-Aid. They bought in. And all of them are in the unipolar system, in America's control network. America being one of them, Canada, England. I'll need to probably get a list of the others also. The IMF believes that the absence of a global platform on which various countries' CBDs can interoperate would make it a weaker case for their use, and cryptocurrencies would step in and to fill the void. CBDCs are controlled by central banks, while cryptocurrencies are generally decentralized, so they don't like digital currencies, cryptos. She says the last thing we want is the emergence of settlement blocks where CBDC transactions are settled within a separate ring-fenced regional framework. So global, they are going to be pretty much right out of the gate, though some are passed out of the gate and have crossed the finish line. We will pursue relentlessly together the development of central bank digital currencies. The agency sees the widespread adoption of CBDCs as a near given. So this is what Christ told John in a vision in the book of Revelation chapter 13. Without being part of the unipolar digital-based system headed up, ruled by, directed by Antichrist and the false prophet, you cannot buy, you cannot sell. These two individuals are baby boomers. They're baby boom generation children, born right here, one in America, one they're not sure where he was born. The number one, the one that was born in America, Bill Gates, he is an American. At least to my knowledge, he was born here in the United States. To accomplish Earth's move to becoming a global cashless society, the IMF has increased the staffing it has working on digital currency. We also learned this month that the United Nations seeks to make sure you have a digital ID attached to your bank account. No, attacked, like being attacked, attacked, so you can be attacked by your bank account. The UN Secretary General, High Priest, occult individual Antonio Guterres, in my opinion, states that the United Nations is planning to introduce a global digital ID system that is linked to individuals' bank accounts. He wants to make sure every individual in the world can be directly tied to his or her bank account. You probably should be afraid. Be very afraid. Why does the United Nations need to know my bank account number? Why do I need to have a globally recognized number to identify me? We've survived for thousands of years without one. The plan is similar to the system developed by the World Economic Forum. And Bill Gates, coming back to Bill Gates of hell, pushed for the same thing during the COVID pandemic for everyone's well-being, of course. And Mr. Haggith wrote about this in detail in his article, Cashless Society 2020, Bill Gates Goes Viral on Digital ID and Digital Currency. He goes on that the head of the world's largest central bank, the Bank for International Settlements, also pushes hard for the new CBDC system. Now, in the multipolar with the multipolar nations, in the alternative, the alternate system, we do have an alternative. The multipolar world economic banking system. But the thing is, you have to go out of this country, get everything out of American dollars, and get into their system. This month, or in August, they're planning to release at a gathering. I think it was around August 22nd. They're going to gather. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, that they're going to get together the multipolar world nations, the multilateral nations are going to get together. They've already discussed a new currency that they're going to use that will be used amongst themselves. America is not too hot on this, naturally, because it touches our world hegemony, the control we've had over the nations through sanctions in the past. Sanctions, coups, assassinations, wars. But in August, They're planning to release and make known public what currency or currencies they're going to use. Now, I think Macron, at one point, he wanted to make sure that he was invited to this get-together. I think this is the one that he wanted to be part of. Because he, as a globalist, a controlled from birth globalist, probably tortured in the womb globalist, is going to be the Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot in the system, if they allow him in. Hopefully they won't. Now, will they or won't they? That's the million-dollar question. It could be, once again, they're playing chess in five dimensions, and America's waiting to see their next step, their next strategy, their next move. And they're going to be so fast with their move that America and the World Economic Forum will be back.
Hi, this is Sam Cheshire from Build Design America, letting you know that right now we are offering 36 months interest-free financing on all of your kitchen and bath or flooring needs. Come see us at 665 Furnage Road in Longmont, Colorado, or give us a call at 303-772-1202. Once again, that's 303-772-1202. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Bleed stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
Now, I'm going to continue with the article, and the Bank of International Settlements in the multipolar world network, they will have their own Bank of International Settlements, but it will be a system that will be used for them on their behalf and will protect them from the World Economic Forum. They'll have international bank of settlements in that type, in that fashion. They'll also have a World Bank that they can go to if they want to develop their countries. And they will disconnect like a train car. The train's disconnecting from the, just disconnecting. They're going to disconnect from the petrodollar, disconnect from the IMF, disconnect from the World Bank, disconnect, they already have, from the World Economic Forum. This is why the big push to keep the nations that are drifting into the multipolar system to keep them from jumping ship. America can't have that. America, the Americans, the people that have ruled this nation, especially for the last 120 years, they cannot allow the nations of the world to disconnect from the imperialist control. They're not territories. These are colonies. And they want to disconnect. They want to be free. The European nations were almost free, but they're not free any longer. Now they are once again under the stranglehold of American economy, of America, and its world hegemony objectives. And if they don't, NATO nations, what are they going to do? They need money from the United States. They need our financing. The European nations, they need our financing. They need many things from the United States. Trade, just a few things, and protection. And especially now because America has convinced them that Russia is going to expand into Europe. No, Russia has no intention of doing that. They have enough problems of their own. They don't need more headaches. They don't need all of the people that are coming from the Middle Eastern nations that are invading Europe, the coup, the invasion of illegals into Europe, like in this country. They don't need a headache. Now, with this global digital compact, it's an open and free and secure digital future for all. And they've given it a new name. It is called Reforms to the International Financial Architecture. So you don't need the Bank of International Settlements. It will be the Reforms to the International Financial Architecture. So already, according to Mr. Haggith, we're deep in the process of the entire world switching to an integrated digital currency system. That there will be a system. They will be tied into this digital world. The world has to be. The Bible says it will be. But the world won't be tied into Antichrist digital network only. They'll have a separate system that they'll be able to use to function so that the nations can survive the coming. America is going to go to war with the world. America, according to Jeremiah 51, is going to bomb and use technology to destroy the nations that refuse to be part of Antichrist's system. I'm presenting this to you because the shift that has taken place it hasn't completely, it's in process, it's in motion, but it's for the most part solid and sound. The multipolar nations, they will have their own network, their own currencies. The ruble, probably to a degree, the yuan, definitely, the rupee, India is a big economic base. It's a power. South Africa, renminbi, I think, is out of Brazil. And the Brazilian government is working with many of the Latin American family. And the Latin American family realizes the value of jumping from the petrodollar. I have another article. I don't know. Let's see. Minutes. Precious minutes. Multilateralism and reforms. This is out of SputnikGlobe.com. How BRICS currency offers a better deal for the global south. the BRICS currency offers a better deal for South America. The BRICS deal offers a better deal, I'm saying this, for the European nations, for the nations of the Middle East, because it frees them from American world hegemony via the petrodollar. Am I anti-American? No. I am absolutely an American to the core. I'm against the globalists that run this country. And the people of this country, don't, whether they know it or not, they're against the globalists too. They just don't know who the globalists are. John Kerry, Barack Obama, Hillary Rodham Rockefeller, Clinton, Bill Rockefeller Clinton. These people are globalists. These people have bad intentions. They have bad intentions at heart for the people in the world. Kamala, and not Vice President Harris. She's not the Vice President. She's not the Vice President. She's an imposter like the individual that says he's President, Rick Rodriguez.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back. Weekends through August 6th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians. Comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Weekends through August 6th. Discount tickets available at KHNC and online at coloradorenaissance.com.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Okay, precious minutes. We got a few talking about these individuals. We, in this country, there's an America that used to be free from the globalists that would run this country. Well, now the globalists have taken power, like Jeff Dopey Sessions and like Nancy soon-to-be-forgotten Pelosi. How about Mike Judas Iscariot Pence? All of these individuals, Mitch sleeping with the enemy, Mitch McConnell. These people are going to be forgotten before long. When this mark of the system comes, I believe, and that these people are going to take the mark of the beast. Are they that ignorant? Are they that dumb? Not dumb, they're not ignorant either. They're deceived. They don't believe that there's a God that will punish them in eternity. These people, they will bow the knee to the coming Antichrist. They'll bend the knee. They'll kiss the ring. You watch. Mitch McConnell, he's got too much to lose. This guy, what he's going to do, he's going to get on a private jet and fly to China with his wife's family. He'll live in communism, but at least he'll live. And with Donald Trump, I'd mentioned years ago that Donald Trump, at some point, he should just gather his family together and fly to a country where they can extradite him if he wants to live. This is how insane this world has become. So yes, I am an American. I am not a globalist. And most of the people in this country don't realize they're not globalists either, though they vote for globalist individuals who they think are going to help them. So multilateralism and reforms, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they offer alternatives. This is why the other nations are joining and partnering with the BRICS nations, because they're being given hope to exist. They won't exist in a unipolar digital network, what I've been discussing. This is the digital system of Antichrist. These nations will not exist in this system. They can't exist. They'll be controlled. What does it say in Revelation 13, chapter, verse 14 and 15? That you have to take the mark of the beast, worship the image, the number of his name. If you don't, you can't buy, you can't sell. What I discussed earlier in the program about the mark on all of our food, stuff like this in the 70s, that's nothing compared to what's coming. That was just stepping forward, conditioning everybody to accept it, the barcode, just accepting it. We've accepted it. I go to places now and I can't believe it. They order this or that and they pull out their phone and hold the phone up and they scan the phone and, no, I don't want to be part of that. No, sir. Hey, you know, stick your hand down that hole and see if you... I lost my golf ball. It's down in that hole. I used to caddy. No way. I wouldn't do that because you don't know what's down there. It could be a viper, a snake, a rattlesnake. So anyhow, we'll visit again tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. Have a wonderful evening.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.